It's Wednesday, December the 19th, and you're tuned in to the Chambi Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm drunk. No, I'm Anthony. What's up?
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. We did not plan this one out accordingly.
We did not. It is currently 11:30.
No, I just meant in that next week, you're not going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
And we should have done the year-end awards today.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, here's the thing. Yeah. I'm definitely not ready. I definitely don't have my picks for like half the awards.
I can't even remember half the awards, so...
There we go.
Because we had scheduled for... Okay, it'll be the week after that one.
Then. But also be not on Wednesday. Because I'm back on Thursday.
Are you only... Oh, you're back. You're gone for seven...
I'm gone for like 8 days.
Oh, 8 days. Okay. 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 All right. All right. So, with that said, this week is the final episode of TNB for the year.
2018!
And we hope that you guys have a great day or a couple weeks off with your family and your loved ones doing the fun things out there that you celebrate for the next 2 weeks.
Because we will. Because unless Vince puts up a episode by himself for 2 weeks.
I probably won't.
We're taking a break, baby. We're taking a break.
I probably won't. I'll be too busy.
It's not... Listen, it's not you guys. It's us, okay? We just need some time apart. It has nothing to do with you guys, okay? I want them to know. I just want them to know that it's not their fault.
You just want them to know that we still love them?
Yeah, we still love them. It's not their fault. We just need... Sometimes dads and dads need time apart, you know? Like, just a little... It's a little break. And it doesn't mean it's over, and it doesn't mean we don't love you.
What he's saying is, like, even though he's my boy, he's not my boy.
Yeah.
You know what even I'm saying?
Even your dog, I'm not your dog.
Yeah.
I love that thing. I showed this video to my dog. Now he's my dog.
So with that out of the way, this episode's a bit of, should have had more planning, but it doesn't. And it's not going to be as great as you all had hoped it would be. So let's move on with a question to chew on.
Go.
Paul Chu writes in, and I will say, at the time of this recording, I have not posted last week's episode.
How fucking dare you?
Because I meant to. I thought about it on Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and oh my god, now it's Wednesday!
Didn't you? Like, No Nut November is over. Like, you don't have to keep withholding these episodes. You can just release on a weekly basis.
I could. Or.
Or. Imagine we played into that. Like, we record episodes every week on November, but didn't release any. And then on December 1st, we release all of November's episodes all at once.
Wow.
That'd be commitment to the joke.
It would be. I don't know if I could do it.
You don't know if you can hold that long?
Yeah, I can't even do the real one. I didn't even do this one. Paul Chu writes in, crap! Exclamation mark. With the bustle of the holidays, I didn't even realize it was Wednesday! Paul, we're not putting up with this shit anymore.
Excuses.
My question will be just nice and quick then. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Oh, okay, that song. Yeah.
I got to go.
I think I know what you're talking about. Baby, it's cold outside. My favorite Christmas song? The one that plays through the entirety of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
What's this?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
There's magic in the air.
That's it. That's my favorite.
Oh, how explicit are we allowed to get on this podcast?
Because
I found a new great Christmas song.
How great is it?
It's pretty great. Hold on.
I'm
gonna play it. Our listeners are adults.
I don't believe you. Oh no. Stroke my lick my suck my cock. Whoa. So here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my pubic hair. Wow. Mm.
I feel dirty.
For those that don't know, that one is called Suck on My Cock by Matt Rogers.
Thanks. Well, if you weren't in the Christmas spirit before, I'm sure you are now.
So I've been humming Jingle Bell Rock all day at work, but the lyrics in my head are that version.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Oh, it's great. Great.
Well.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
Okay. With that out of the way. Yes, that is now done. Let's talk about our picks of the week.
You want me to go first?
Did you see pictures came out of Aladdin, the live-action movie?
I did. And well, I saw his comfy pants.
Uh-huh. I want Aladdin's pants. I want Aladdin's shoes. Yeah. What do you think about Will Smith?
The thing is that all the character designs that I have in my head are from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Jasmine cannot have a waist the size of a dime.
Yes, she can.
So, it's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. Have you not seen any of those Victoria's Secret model shows?
True facts. All right? True facts. You got me. Busted.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's not reasonable to expect that. But when I think of Genie,
mm-hmm.
I think of someone who is very top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because of the cartoon.
Yeah.
So, I think I have to throw all expectations out for visual appeal for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because Will Smith, I can't get the fact that he's Will Smith out of that.
That's your issue. Right?
Like, I just look at him. Like, I look at the two characters, I'm like, that could be Aladdin. That could be Jasmine.
Yeah.
And then I look at Will Smith, I'm like, that's just Will Smith cosplaying. Like, he went to Comic-Con, and that's his cosplay costume.
Yeah. My thing is, well, first of all, Jasmine, again, if y'all didn't know, she's from the Power Rangers movie as the Yellow Ranger. But the thing that I can't get out of my head is that Will Smith's not blue.
That too, yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. But yeah, for some reason, I thought he would be blue.
He should have been blue. You were correct.
I thought he would be blue. The big movement, though, is that no one can get over Hot Jafar.
Hot Jafar?
Hot Jafar. Apparently, Jafar is a man who looks not evil. He just looks hot.
I don't know. I've seen enough of, like, those looking people in, like, shisha bars.
Yeah.
Who start a lot of shit because they're trying to be bros.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
He looks Chad Central. He's the South Asian Chad.
Yeah.
He just looks like Lewis Hamilton there.
He ticks all the boxes for a good-looking man.
Good for him.
Great.
Not what Jafar should be, but when Jafar is more attractive than Aladdin, what do you do?
Was Aladdin an attractive dude?
In the movie?
Yeah.
I think he had, like, charm.
Yeah, but was he cute? Was he hot?
He was cute.
Was he hot?
No. Like, but he was cute.
Mm.
The thing was, though, Jafar is an ugly-ass bitch.
So, do you know what I'm looking forward to most about this movie?
What?
Red Jasmine.
Is that a thing? Is that happening in this movie?
I don't know.
Is it spoiled?
I don't know. It's fucking Aladdin. How could it not be twisted Jasmine?
Who's going to play the carpet?
That's a tough question. But stuff. Iago, the monkey.
Yeah, who's gonna play the sand lion dungeon?
Ooh.
Cause doesn't that thing talk?
Yes. Touch nothing but the lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know.
Those are the real questions. We're asking the real questions here. Mm. Also, Hot Jafar, that's a really weird casting choice.
Mm.
Okay.
But what about Jasmine's dad?
He's gotta be short and fat.
Danny DeVito?
Ooh, listen, they're trying to keep it in that South Asia section. If they can find a South Asian Danny DeVito, then sure.
I don't see the problem with Danny DeVito. What are you trying to tell me?
Because he's like Italian.
What are you trying to tell me? Italian's tan. I've seen some dark Italians.
Oh, listen. Let me tell you about dark Italians. All right?
No, I don't need to know about
that. Let me tell you about them dark Italians.
No, no.
It's not me. I'm pale as fuck.
I know. You a ghost. I get it. That is all I had this week.
Really? Guys. That's it?
I had nothing else. There was nothing else I really wanted to talk about.
Kingdom Hearts trailer, baby.
Yeah, that's
a thing. A new trailer.
How? I feel like we've seen enough trailers to make a game.
Yeah. You know what this isn't? A game. Because it's not out yet.
Okay, okay.
So I don't believe it.
Okay. Yeah.
But apparently the release date got pushed up
to
January?
It was always January.
Was it?
It was always January 29th.
Was it always January 29th?
The end of January.
Oh, I thought it was like March.
No, it was January.
Okay, then I misremembered.
Yeah, it was January.
But it's January. January 29th.
It's Hanwari.
It's coming out. No, it's happening.
Is it?
Utada Hikaru is like busting out the lyrical chops on this new song.
And then
Skrillex coming in with the dubstep.
Yeah, they're dubbing.
That was weird. That was weird.
They'd be dubbing it.
At the end of the trailer, though, they show Xehanort at I think it's the city from Birth by Sleep.
Yeah.
The origin of all Keyblade.
Uh-huh.
So, it's looking pretty final.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping there's not a Kingdom Hearts 4.
Right.
And apparently the mobile game is canon. So, yeah.
It's canon.
Kingdom Hearts is stupid.
I mean, yeah, but we've known this for a very long time.
I know.
Like, it's not a joke anymore.
But I think I'm mad at myself.
Why?
Because, like, I know it's dumb, but I keep going, like, I keep purchasing things in the series.
All I gotta say is one thing to you.
What?
JoJo.
Listen, that's just genius. That's just quality. I don't understand your issue here.
No.
You're gonna hear it, listeners. You better listen to this week's anime club, because hot damn, JoJo's fantastic.
Mm.
It's so good. I know. Like, Goblin Slayer was pretty bad this week.
Did we watch it this week?
No, we didn't. It was the recap episode.
Oh, okay.
See? It was. After that, we got Iron Man.
Oh.
But in China.
Oh.
There is a trailer for a new Chinese movie. The title on this video is all caps, Chinese Iron Man trailer. Bracket. Wow. Armored Warfare God, Sun Wukong.
Okay.
China is making their own Iron Man ripoff based on the Son Goku story.
Okay.
And oh my god, these animations are top notch. Oh. And by top notch, I mean they are garbage. This movie looks like shit. And I want to see it so bad.
No, you don't.
I feel like we should review it.
No.
I feel like we review a lot from Japan. And I think it's time to give the rest of Asia a try.
No.
Starting.
No.
With Armored God.
No.
Sun Wukong.
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like if we're going to give the rest of Asia a try, let's pick their best quality products. Let's not...
Yeah, you see the budget in this movie? China is throwing all the money at this.
No, I mean, sure. Sure. But no.
But no.
This movie looks terrible. Hot trash.
Oh, it's so good.
The trash can is on fire. China, what are you doing? China don't care. What am I saying?
China don't care. You're right. You know, like, Ryan from Giant Bomb was right. China don't care.
Yeah.
I should have bought that shirt.
The thing is, God, this movie is going to do gangbusters in China.
Yeah.
Because it's everything they want. Because Chinese people will watch anything that relates to their sort of, that's based around Chinese superstition and fantasy.
Anything that is an American style, but stolen to then be Chinese.
Yeah. You know what? I think Iron Man is like bigger in China than anywhere else in the world.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I can't believe it. I still can't believe that.
He represents everything they hope for.
Yeah.
Capitalism. They still on that. Communism.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
It's their secret desire.
I hope you enjoy your movie, China.
I hope we enjoy your movie, China. No, look forward, 2019.
I know we won't, China. I apologize
PNIB
in advance
review
for how much I'm going to rip this shit up, but...
I'll find it. I'll go to P-Mall. I'll get that bootleg Blu-ray.
I don't doubt you. I really don't doubt you.
Okay, after that, I have a pretty interesting news story. Alfonso Ribeiro.
That's a name.
Of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air fame.
Yeah.
Also known as Carlton. He is famous for a dance he has, basically called the Carlton.
You sure?
In the show. And Fortnite, like a lot of other dances that they have in that game.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Has borrowed it.
And by yes.
And
yes.
By borrowed it, I mean they took the dance, put it in their game, sold it as an emote.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Alfonso Ribeiro is now suing Epic Games and Fortnite for using his dance.
Yeah.
He is also thinking about getting the dance patented.
Patented.
This is happening because recently there was a there's another person who was it? Their dance was stolen. I forget. It was a rapper. I forget his name.
Swiss Beats.
What was it called? Was it was that what it's called? Something Sweets?
I don't know.
No. Damn. I don't remember. But there's another rapper who had his dance stolen. And he's also trying to sue Fortnite to get some money. Because these are specifically, these are dances that aren't like in... They're in popular culture, but they're not like dance staples.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're not doing like jazz hands, right? Yeah. Like stuff like that. This is like, this is the Carlton. And when you do that dance, it's never not a reference to where it came from.
Yeah.
Right? So it's interesting. Because if Carlton can patent his dance, what does that say for dance moves going forward, but also references going forward?
Mm.
Like, the reason they're being sued is because they're making money hand over fucking fist. Fortnite is the biggest thing in games right now, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Right? And with that popularity and with being in that mainstream eye, it's going to garner attention from everywhere.
Yeah.
The Carlton has been in many a game since then. Since now.
Mm.
And never has this been an issue, right? It's only when someone is selling a dance for like $5 a pop and they hear that like a million people bought it, right? Then it's an issue.
Yes.
So it's a really weird situation. Like, on one hand, I see where Alfonso is coming from because it is his creation.
Yeah.
And artists should be compensated for their work. But on the other hand, the dance has become something bigger than him. And also, he didn't have the foresight to claim this work or to copyright it or patent it when he originally made it, right? It's only in reaction to someone else making a shit ton of money that he's not making.
Oh, that's generally how it always is, right?
Right? Yeah. Right? And so, part of me is like, well, you fucking snooze, you lose, Alfonso.
Yeah.
You snooze, you fucking lose.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I think it would be nice if, like, I think businesses would never do this, but if, like, a business was like, oh, hey, we're doing this, this is a reference to this, and, like, portions of revenue or profit will go to the person who created it, right? But that'll never happen.
Nope, never.
So it comes to this weird legal thing, because if Alfonso is successful in patenting his dance, the thing is, for you to be able to keep that patent or for you to keep your creation,
yep,
you have to be, like, was it legislative? Is that what the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
You basically have to be on top of it. If any person anywhere ever uses your dance, you got to be on top of that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Or else you set a precedent that you just let people use it sometimes. Yep. Right. Yep. And that it becomes a really weird legal situation for referencing things.
Yeah. Law, right? Sucks.
Yeah. Law's trash. Law ruins a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought that was a pretty interesting...
Yeah, I'm just glad I have to choose.
That you don't have to choose?
Yeah,
that
I'm not the one who has to decide.
If that's cool or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the last one I have is... So Hearthstone. I'm playing a lot of Hearthstone. New season came out. New expansion. The Rumble came out.
Yeah.
And not much has changed.
Nope.
There's a couple new deck archetypes. Whatever. But... Whoo, baby... Today, announced today, released today, Blizzard has brought out some fucking devastating balance changes.
Uh-oh.
Devastating. Basically, I want to say basically destroying three of the top decks in the meta right now.
Oh.
So, first one is for Druids.
Druid.
So, Druids, their whole thing is mana ramp, yeah. right? You want to ramp to the big stuff, do your combos, all that stuff. So, there's two cards. Wild Growth, two mana, gain a mana, empty mana crystal. Now, three mana.
Oh.
It doesn't seem like that big of a change, but in terms of momentum, it's huge. Nourish, another one, when you play it, 5 mana, you get to choose one of two effects. Either gain 2 mana crystals,
mm-hmm.
or draw 3 cards.
Ooh, that's Ooh. Good.
Was 5 mana, now 6 mana.
Oh.
And a lot of people are now like, we might just not play this card anymore.
It's too expensive.
Because it's too expensive. Like, by the time you're at 6 mana, do you really need the extra 2?
Yeah.
Right?
But at 5 you need it.
But at five it gets you to 7.
Yeah.
And then the next turn you're at 8 and yeah. it allows you to drop a whole bunch of shit. But if you're at 6 already,
yeah.
right? So it's changing a lot of decks. It's changing my decks, that's for sure. Those are the big changes for Druid. For the highest win rate deck in the game, Odd Paladin. Basically how this deck works is that you have only odd numbered cards in your deck.
Yeah.
And if you have only odd number cards and you have this one character, Baku the Moon Eater, it changes your hero power to something upgraded.
Mm.
So Baku's thing, or the Paladin's hero power, is 2 mana, summon a 1/1 silver recruit, silver hand recruit.
Mm.
If it's upgraded, 2 mana, summon 2 1/1 silver hand recruits.
Huh.
And this whole deck is based around having a lot of silver hand recruits and then playing a card called Level Up. 5 mana, all Silverhand recruits get +2/+2 and taunt.
I see.
So they're 3/3 taunts and your board is full of them. It's just rush mode, right? It's really hard to beat. Like, unless you get the god draws, like, it's really hard. Level Up, no longer 5 mana, 6 mana.
Hmm.
Taking it out of Odd Paladin, destroying that deck. That deck is over.
Hmm.
Over.
It's interesting change. I tweet that they just go ahead and just wreck one entire deck.
Yeah, from one, because that whole deck is Level Up the deck, right? The deck is done. The deck is over.
Mm.
Next one, Shudderwalk Shaman. Shudderwalk is a 9 mana monster card. When you drop it, replay all of the battle cries that you have played in this game.
Huh.
There is one card called Serenite Changang. 4 mana, create an exact copy of this card.
Hmm.
So you play Serenite Changang first, then when you get to play your Shudderwalk, you get an exact copy of your Shudderwalk.
Yeah.
What this allows for is there's another card that basically takes all the monsters on the field and puts them back in your hand, costing 1 mana.
Hmm.
So when you create multiple copies of your Shudderwalk, it brings those copies back to your hand and you basically keep cycling Shudderwalks, right?
Yeah.
Serenite, they didn't change Shudderwalk, they changed Serenite Changang.
Mm.
So Serenite Changang now creates another copy of Serenite Changang. The wording now is create another Serenite Changang. So it stops the card from copying itself.
Yeah.
But also, it takes away any sort of synergy that card had. So there are other cards where, like Soul Infusion, 1 mana, give the leftmost monster card in your hand +2/+2.
Hmm.
So you'd play that on a Serenite. When you play the Serenite, it plays 2 Serenites with +2/+2. Now it plays 1 Serenite with +2/+2 and then a regular Serenite.
Hmm.
So it's kind of destroyed all synergy with that card,
hmm.
which kind of sucks. Hmm. But also, it shut down Shudderwalk real hard. And I think the biggest change, the kind of the most fucked change, is to a deck that wasn't even that great. Called Kingsbane Rogue. I've talked about it before. You play a card called Kingsbane. It is a weapon. I think it's 1 mana, 1/3. Whenever you put upgrades on it and it dies, it keeps all the upgrades. You put the card back in your deck, keep all the upgrades. One of the upgrades is Leeching Poison. Leeching Poison gives your weapon lifesteal.
Yeah.
It was 2 mana, lifesteal. You just have it.
Yeah.
So by the end game, you're hitting for like 16, life stealing for 16.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of hard to beat late game. They changed Leeching Poison. It is now 1 mana.
Oh.
You have life steal only for this turn. It has destroyed Kingsbane Rogue. Kingsbane Rogue is done.
Wow.
It's over.
Wow. Why? Why do they do these?
Because these were the top chain. These were the top decks in the meta.
Oh, they just want to reset it.
Okay. And all the expansions they've been releasing, the last two expansions they've released, did absolute shit to the meta. It did nothing. Absolute nothing.
Wow.
So they're just like, all right, we got to play hardball. We got to release this hot fix. Announce that day, release that day. Wow. And that day is today.
Wow.
So my friend, he crafted a bunch of druid cards.
Oh, no.
And so now that he's out of dust, he's like, now they nerf it? What the fuck, right?
Yeah. That's the shitty thing about digital card games, right? They can just change the cards on the fly.
Yeah.
Instead of just banning the cards, they're just like, nah.
This card, change it.
That sucks.
So yeah, it's welcome to digital card games, baby. It has shooken to the core. The Hearthstone community is shooketh.
I don't know how I feel about that, especially because they've let you buy cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like someone saying, oh, Vince, I know you bought that sweet toy. I'm just going to take an arm away. What?
No. We're not going to take that away. We're just going to make it smaller.
God.
Remember that accessory it came with, that really sweet laser sword?
Yeah.
It's a little too much value. So we're going to take that from you.
Now.
It is a mandatory recall. Please.
Send it back.
Please send it back. Send it back.
Oh, I would hate that.
Yeah.
That gets into some shady waters.
It's really fucking shady. 100%.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, what can you do?
Yeah, some of my decks are now very neutered, let's say.
Yeah, that sucks.
Luckily, they didn't touch Warlock at all.
Yeah.
And they didn't touch... The problem card in Warlock is Prince Keliseth. 2 mana, 2/2. If you have no other 2-cost cards in your deck, when you play it, give all minions in your deck +1/+1.
Mm.
Very strong in very aggro decks.
+1/+1, okay.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't change any of that. Hunter is probably now... The theory is now Hunter is going to just fucking dominate, because a lot of the new cards that Hunter got, one is a new hero power.
Yeah.
So 10 mana, replay every spell you cast this game.
Hmm.
The issue with that, the targets are chosen at random, but the issue with that is that a lot of the spells a Hunter will play are based around secrets.
Okay.
One of them is a spell stone, 5 mana. Secret. Every time you play a secret, it upgrades the spell stone. And you summon an X number of 3/3 wolves. I think up to like 5.
I see.
So if you replay like all your spells, you get a board full of 3/3s. You load up on secrets. So on your opponent's turn, they have to go through a fucking wall of spells. And it's an issue. It's an issue, my friend.
Sounds like an issue.
So yeah, Hearthstone just shook it up out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's...
Wow.
They needed to do something because the cards they were releasing weren't changing shit. So,
okay, good to know. Good to know.
Digital card games, my friend. Wow. You thought you owned a card, but you don't.
Wow.
It's fucked up.
Cool.
It's fucked up. Those are my picks.
I had some small ones. So first of all, we know the Game Awards happened.
Yep. Oh, don't I know?
But
don't I know?
Did you hear that the Australian Game Awards happened?
They're backwards. It doesn't count.
Did you hear what got Game of the Year in Australia?
What?
Take a guess.
Farming Simulator 2019.
No.
Red Dead Redemption.
No.
What?
Detroit.
I'm sorry, what?
Become Human.
Detroit, a David Cage game.
Australia's Game of the Year. Game of the Year.
This is why no one takes Australia seriously.
Is because, yeah, I don't know. I read that and thought, okay, you do.
They gave it that award so they could get the show in the news.
Yeah,
that was strictly a PR stunt. Fuck that.
Small pick. My Hero Academia Season 4 has a release window.
2021, baby.
2019.
Oh, okay.
October.
Wow, far away. Are you gonna last?
I don't know.
You gonna let me tell you, boy. The latest arc in the series. Fucking dope.
I don't know if I can. I don't know.
Let me tell you about reading manga.
Ah!
For $2 a month, you can subscribe to Shonen Jump.
I'll tell you what. When that app comes out, I'll buy it.
It's out.
And it's out?
I don't know if it's an app, But the subscription's out already.
Well, but if there's an app, though.
I don't know if there's an app.
There's no way I'm reading it through a browser on my phone.
I don't know if there's an app.
What do you think I am? Peasant?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Look at me, man. I'm rocking the iPhone XS.
The what?
Yeah.
XS? Is that a thing?
That's what my phone... You know that's what my phone is, right?
I thought it was just the 10.
Yeah.
I thought it was just iPhone 10.
And then there's the one that's better than that called the XS.
I thought it was X.
Oh, there is. Well, it's X.
Is there an app?
It's X. Yeah, there is an app.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the one, but... Okay, hold on.
Is it official?
Chapter
verified?
79. Get. It's by Viz Media. I'm downloading it right now. It offers in-app purchases.
Oh.
My phone has gone into low power mode because I'm out of battery.
That's on you.
That's what happens when
you might be it, baby. I think you're gonna start reading manga.
I'm just gonna open this on the fly and let you know. So you don't need to send notifications, guys. It's okay.
Yo, but what if you need to know when your next chapter is out?
What am I looking for?
You're looking for My Hero Academia.
It's on sale now. What's why is it $5.49? Wait, why is it Death Note?
What why is it Death Note? This app is crushing it.
Wait.
Can you not log in?
How do I purchase? Oh. Only $2.79 a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to start my 7-day trial today.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll read this manga.
Man, the Vincent Sanchez I knew from years ago would be disappointed to know that you're reading manga of all things.
I know.
When the supposedly superior platform is available.
Oh, it is available.
Is it?
It is.
In October of next year?
It is.
You just can't wait, can you?
I just need to know.
I thought you were dedicated.
I am dedicated. What makes you think I'm not going to watch the anime?
Interesting.
I know. So yeah, My Hero October. Oh, fuck, it's so far away. It's like a year.
I already know what's happening. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Well, it's good. That's a good series.
That's our picks for this week. Let's move into our real week. Let me tell you what I've been doing.
Go.
Played a lot of Overwatch.
Stop playing this fucking game.
I've gone back competitive.
It's been like 2 years.
Man, I'm playing Ash. Ash is so good.
It's Call of Duty.
I'm DPS, man.
I'm
a DPS asshole. I'm not getting off.
You're playing soap.
Oh, man. When I see that 3-stack of DPS, I'm not switching. Nope. Someone else can switch a tank.
You're playing soap. You have the M16 with the red dot sight.
Oh, it's stopping so power. So good when you just headshot Tracer from across the map.
Did she die in one hit?
Yes.
Damn, that's convincing. Maybe I want
to
try it.
Oh my god, it's wrong. You could do it to Genji. It's just wrong. It's wrong.
Huh.
It's so wrong. Huh. And if you miss, you just throw the dynamite and then they die from dot damage.
Wow.
It's so wrong.
It's so you think a nerf's gonna come in?
You
think strong enough for nerfs to happen?
It's on the cusp. It's on. You know what really sets her back? Her reload. The fact that she goes one bullet at a time and you can stop that reload at any point.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Oh, so she's got like shotgun style reload.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's her big weakness. But I don't know. She good.
Okay.
I like her.
Okay.
Oh, she the best.
She party.
She's very nice.
She party.
She very nice. She very nice. Okay, so that's Overwatch.
How's female of the year?
I mean,
maybe.
She's up there.
Have we ever given it to someone that doesn't exist?
Yeah, we gave it to some anime. We gave it to Satsuki.
Oh yeah, we did. Well deserved. Well deserved. Good on us.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we gave it to Satsuki.
Good on us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
From Kill la Kill, for those who don't know, if you're a new listener.
How do they not know?
Yeah.
How do they not know?
I know? When I say Sasuke, how can you not know who that
Listen,
is?
Listen, obviously, our listeners are smart people.
Oh, yes.
All right? And they've watched Kill la Kill.
They need to be.
In public. With their family. Hey, Grandma, check out this show.
Take Camel Toe? You bet it is.
You bet it is. And that's her secret ability.
yeah, that's what I did. Overwatch. What else did I play? I played something else that I can't quite remember.
Was it Red Dead? You go back to Red Dead?
No. It was something else, but it's I'm blanking.
Okay.
I'm blanking on. Oh, Smash!
Yeah.
Bottle World of Light. I know I've played a lot. I must be 20 hours in. I'm nowhere near finishing that.
Did you beat the boss yet?
No.
I recommend beating the boss.
No, I haven't beat the boss yet.
I recommend it.
I don't think I can. I don't think I've unlocked it yet.
I recommend it.
I don't think I've unlocked
it. I recommend it.
I have not touched the boss.
Okay. Okay.
I've gotten a good amount of characters. I don't think I got half the characters yet, though.
Nope.
I don't got anybody I actually want to play as besides Marth.
Do you have King K. Rool?
No. Oh. I do not.
Do you have King DDD?
No.
Do you have Donkey Kong?
Maybe.
Or as I like to call him, Donkey King.
Disgusting. Yeah, I think Yoshi was the last person I unlocked.
He doesn't pay his taxes. You can't fucking trust that guy. You can't trust that guy. Yeah, fuck that
but,
guy.
But, yo, Smash is good.
It's a good game.
Smash is pretty good.
That is a fun party game.
That is a great fighting game.
That is a fun brawler.
The fighting dynamics are incredible.
The brawling mechanics are fantastic.
The brawling balance changes for this fighting game are just sublime. It's just sublime.
Interesting.
Sublime. So that's been great. But the thing I really did was I watched Spider-Man Enter the Spider-Verse.
How was it?
I will tell you right now, it is the best Marvel movie, hands down.
Whoa! It's fighting words.
It is better than any of the live action
films. Avengers 1!
It is better than any of the live action films. It is the best Marvel movie.
Holy
I don't know, Gabe. Maybe, I don't know.
Is it better than Iron Man 1?
Yeah, it's better than any Spider-Man movie, that's for sure.
That's not very a very high bar.
Did you like Homecoming?
It was fine.
I think it was the best Marvel movie this year, at least.
Wait, did I see Homecoming?
With Peter the Vulture?
Oh, yeah, okay, I did. I thought there was a second one.
It's incredible.
Okay.
Do you know how Black Panther got all this accolade for being, like, black representation?
Yeah.
This movie does it even better.
How?
Because it's I think it's relatable to the people who care about black representation.
But I don't think people go to a superhero movie for relatability.
I think they do. I think a lot of people, like when they're kids, they like to look at those heroes and pretend that they're them.
I think the whole thing with Wakanda Forever was that they're a fucking superpower.
Yeah.
They're this secret ruler of the world in the shadows.
But I feel like with Miles, you know, he's every kid who's watching this shit. You know, he's every little boy who's picked up a comic book, who's played a video game, who's watched a movie. I just hope that this movie gets recognized for its greatness and not ignored because it's animated. That's my biggest thing with it.
It's going to get ignored.
You're not wrong. But visually, the movie's spectacular. Like, okay. They do some really cool shit. Like, they have different characters from different Spider-Man, and they all have different animated styles, and it looks really cool.
I was talking with TJ about it.
Yeah.
And apparently, I was on my Twitter, and one of the animators, one of his tweets went viral. Mm. Apparently, you know the scene where they're all the Spider-Men are together, and they're crawling around that kid's room trying to make him not see it? Like, oh, move left, move right.
Yeah.
Apparently, that scene took a month to animate.
Wow.
That's insane.
I will say it's totally worth watching on the big screen in 3D.
Okay.
Just because, like, the visual style is so punchy, like, it's worth it.
I heard it's pretty heavy on the, like, flashing lights and stuff.
It is. If epilepsy is a thing for you...
Yeah. Don't see it.
Don't. Like, because the movie says there's one scene that has it, and I'll tell you there's more than one. The opening credits is a bit extreme. In my opinion, like the way they do the Marvel fade in, like it's pretty insane.
All right.
So, but yeah, no, it's real good.
Okay.
I hope there's more, and I am so mad I didn't get to buy the official Jordan sneakers that go with this movie.
I just got some free movie tickets from work, so
it's quite a nice film.
All right.
It's
great. Okay.
It's art. It's life.
Are you saying it's art?
I thought that it was an easy Mission Impossible best movie of the year.
Oh yeah, Mission Impossible did come out this year.
I'll tell you right now, it's Spider-Verse. That's the best movie
this year. I'll have to see it then. Because Mission Impossible is fucking good.
It's a great movie. That's what I'm telling you, that Spider-Verse is better. It's because it's better.
All right. Okay.
It does. Right. I don't know. I liked it a lot. Uriel Lowenthal's great as old jaded Spider-Man. And Miles is pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Gwen's the best.
Gwen's a drummer.
But we always knew Gwen was the best.
Gwen is the best.
Yeah.
Gwen's except the best. For that time when she died.
Someone dies in this movie.
Is it Gwen?
Because someone always has to die in a Spider-Man origin story.
She get her neck snapped?
You'll see.
Spider-Pig?
You will see.
Spider-Pig, isn't
you
it?
You will see.
Spider-Pig! Do they eat Spider-Pig after he dies?
Make sure to stay around to the end after the credits because it might have the best after credits scene.
All right.
Enjoy.
How many super robots are there?
One.
I was expecting zero.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Good. It's good stuff.
Nice.
I like it. Kingpin's ruthless. It's good. Okay, cool. I'm done.
That's your week? You're done?
Yeah. I just can't stop thinking about Spider-Man.
All right. I've been playing more Smash. I'm playing a lot more Smash.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 60-something characters unlocked.
You don't have them all yet?
Not yet.
Fucking noob.
I know.
Wow.
Because
what a rookie.
So I've been strictly playing World of Light.
Mm-hmm.
I got to a part where I thought the end of the game was a thing.
Turns out you were like halfway through.
Turns out I was like halfway through. And I was like, fuck.
Yep.
Still more. It's still really cool. I really like the setup that every battle has kind of a caveat, like strong winds, electric floors, enemies do this. Yeah. I just faced one bullshit one. Is that enemies will suddenly have Final Smash.
Yes.
Enemies can use their Final Smash twice.
Oh.
And their attack power is greatly increased.
That doesn't sound fair.
It wasn't. It was not. I had to cheese the shit out of it.
Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself.
It was some bullshit.
Yeah, there's been some matches where I've just been like, okay, I'm going to stay here and just use the reach of this sword. And just hit them every time they get up.
The enemies do not know what to do with, in regards to King K. Rool's vacuum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just don't know. So you just suck them in, shoot them out. Suck them in, shoot them out.
All right. And
eventually die.
All right.
You could also do the same with King Dedede. But you just don't have as much throw, let's say.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's a good game. That is a good game. I think I really like the big bodies. King K. Rool, King Dedede, Ike, Donkey Kong, Bowser. Like, those characters to me are super fun. I like them a lot more than the lighter characters like Lucina or Marth or Shulk. Even though I did face a Zero Suit Samus in the World of Light, that I was like, should I play Zero Suit?
I think you should.
And I was like, nah.
Wow, how could you betray me?
Because I can't side B. And then, like, backflip, body slam a bitch.
I see. You're not good enough.
Hey, you watch your whore mouth.
You're not good enough.
You watch your mouth.
I see how it is.
Yo, face me, bro. Final Destination 1v1 Fox only, no items.
I'm not a Fox player.
Doesn't matter. Those are the rules.
I just don't do Fox.
You can play Wolf.
Oh, yeah, because he's better.
He's got a heavier laser.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm playing a lot of that. Still, it's still Smash.
Smash?
What else have I been doing? I've been playing light gun games. I got Resident Evil Dead Aim.
What?
On the PS2.
Okay.
I've been playing it with my light gun. Okay. The game's not bad. That's really? A pretty decent, like, it's not terrible. It's a pretty decent light gun game. It's no Ninja Assault.
Ninjas.
It's no Time Crisis 2. But it's pretty good.
Okay.
Also,
okay.
I tried Dino Stalker. You remember that game?
Dino Stalker.
This is a light gun game where you have to manually move around. Like, it's not on rails.
Huh.
So the Joy-Con 2s have like not an analog stick, but a D-pad. You use the D-pad. It's got tank controls. So you look in a direction, press forward to go forward.
Yeah.
You can find hidden items in the world. But it's all the combat is light gun. It's really weird, but it's really cool. I've just been trying to figure out ways to stream light gun games.
Yeah.
And basically, I need a splitter.
Oh.
I need a composite splitter. Because...
That's no fun.
You have to play it on an old school TV. I thought that maybe if I had an adapter going into my HDMI or display, was it DisplayPort? I forget which one. But basically an adapter going into my 1 millisecond monitor screen would have been enough, but it's not. It just doesn't work that way. So I need a splitter to hook up to my CRT, which then one goes to the TV, the other one goes to the capture card.
Yep.
And then it works that way.
Okay.
But it's a lot of work right now, and I don't want to do it. So instead, I went back to Diablo 3.
Diablo 3.
And I've just been playing a lot of that. Right now, there's a new season. Right now, it's double bounties.
Yeah.
So whenever you collect a bounty reward, you get two instead of one. It's let me level up characters very fast and get a lot of items really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what I'm doing, why I'm playing it is because I heard of next season, starting in January. There is an item called the Ring of Royal Grandeur.
Royal Grandeur.
And what the ring says is any set bonuses, you need one less item to attain that bonus. So set items in this game, when you have two, you get one. Two of the one set, you get a special bonus. If you get four of the one set, you get a special bonus. If you get six of the one set, you get a special bonus. With this ring on, you only need five to get the six, three to get the four. But you still need two to get the two. The thing is, in this new season, they are just making that effect passive. So every character gets that effect, no matter who you play, what set you have, what you're doing. Hmm. Every character has that effect.
Hmm.
And it is already, people are theorizing some crazy, crazy builds.
Yeah.
And I basically got into the game so I can get used to the game again, so I can play in this new season.
Okay.
Because it sounds very exciting. The character I picked was a monk. I originally started off as a barbarian, but I ditched him as soon as I got my monk up. I have two two viable builds for the monk. One is support. Yep. It's called ZDPS, so zero DPS. I do absolutely no damage, but all of my skills are for crowd control, healing my teammates, and making sure the enemies don't escape my circle. So I can group up a lot of enemies all at once, keep them in one spot, and then my enemies can do AoE without worrying about taking a shit ton of damage.
I see.
The other one is the Wave of Light build. And the gist of this is that you put on a whole bunch of items that upgrade the damage for your Wave of Light, like just by tenfold, hundredfold. Like you're just constantly putting damage buffs on this thing, and then you just drop Bells of Spirit Fire on people.
Sounds cheap.
It is, because I'm hitting people for like 300 billion damage.
Huh.
Billion.
That's a big number.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize late game to Diablo 3 is basically Disgaea.
I can't believe you're back in this game.
It's fun. It's really fun. I wanted to play an ARPG, and my friends tried to get me into Path of Exile. I think I talked about it like
a couple months ago. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's just too much. It's Path of Exile is, I would say, the better game out of the two.
Really?
But it's just such a high bar to entry. Because their skill tree is the sphere grid, basically, right? And all of your decisions are permanent. So if you fuck up your build, like, and you didn't know it 50 levels ago, like, you're fucked, right? You have to restart your character. And just leveling up, getting all the gear just takes too long. Diablo, like, all I want from an ARPG is to get a bunch of gear, have some reasonable grind, and have a build. Then when I have my build, then I can go for the higher shit. I can start to min-max stats. I can start to play around with different play styles, different groupings and stuff like that. I don't want to have to be working to feel like a god for 100 hours before I'm like, oh, cool, I got this sweet build, right?
That's the equivalent of watch 8 seasons of Smallville, then you can get to the good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm playing the good stuff. Okay. You're playing Path of Exile.
Yeah.
In the Smallville, if I were to play Smallville, I'd be playing the Diablo 3 version.
Okay.
Where I just watched the last two seasons.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just a quick way. You kind of feel super powerful. You're doing tons of damage. There's a lot of enemies. The wave density is really nice. Sound effects for just shit blowing up is great. It's the whole thing coming together. And I have realized that I am not even playing the most broken classes in the game.
No?
Because the two most broken classes, at least in my opinion, are Necromancer and Crusader.
Okay.
Crusader is busted for what's called Greater Key farming.
Yes.
So you need Greater Keys to get into Greater Rifts, which allow you to take on enemies of difficulty beyond the standard difficulty that the game allows you to have. And he has a move that's basically a vacuum while he walks that sucks in enemies, and then the vacuum explodes in holy light. And you don't have to stop. You just walk and press this button, and enemies come to you and then die.
Wow.
And you don't have to do shit. The other one is Necromancer, and his single target damage is insane. I was in a Greater Rift, like level 105 or some shit, like real fucking high. And I want to say that the enemy boss had like 4 quadrillion health.
Quadrillion, eh?
Like something insanely high. And for a while, the Necromancer was dead, and we were struggling. We weren't doing shit for like, I want to say a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Necromancer comes back, does all of his skills, defeats the boss in less than 5 seconds. Like, single target damage on Necromancer is insane. Almost to the point where it's unfair. But the trade-off there is that he's not great at crowd control. So as my monk, I can bring everybody in. But when he uses that same attack that's really good against single targets on a group, it's less effective. Still effective, but not as much.
Not as the single target damage?
That single target damage is insane. So yeah, I'm at the point now with my builds where I'm min-maxing stats. I'm re-rolling items to get better rolls. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a fun ARPG. I'm getting prepared for the next one. And I think the big thing is I dropped a lot of money on
a Rolex.
No.
Oh, damn.
On an educational piece of software.
Oh my god.
You know how I use WaniKani for the kanji and stuff?
Did you buy Rosetta Stone?
No, I bought WaniKani. I learned that it's only free up until level 3 of kanji in their whole grading system. There's over 60 levels that they have.
Oh, wow.
And if you want the other levels past 3, you need to either pay a subscription. You need to pay a subscription. It's either $9 a month, $100 a year, or
you zone it,
or lifetime subscription for the low price.
$2.99.
It was $2.99. Now it's $1.99.
Oh my
American.
Oh, that hurts. I hope you learn Japanese, man.
I really hope so too. I really fucking hope so too.
I hope you are committed.
I've started to realize that all of the kanji I can remember like very well are from that app.
Okay.
And I think the way they teach it is working for me because they spread it out. So after every couple hours, they give you a limited number, right? And then you do those lessons like 5, 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you don't have any more. You can't. Like, you literally just can't do any more. And I think that's a really smart way of getting you to constantly do it while not being burnt out on studying.
Wow.
Right? So I just check my phone every once in a while. It's like, oh, I got 5 new lessons. Do a quick, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And done. And I check it in a couple hours afterwards.
Wow. Wow.
Unless you let it build up, like I did over the weekend, and you have 120 lessons waiting for you, and you're like, fuck.
Wow.
So yeah. I did that. Wow. And it wasn't even a game.
Wow.
I guess it is a game, but it's educational. Well,
I'm glad it's working for you.
I guess. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Other than that, I did buy some games that I want to try out for the next time we have a show, which is not next week.
No.
But I bought Code of Princess EX for the Switch.
I noticed.
And I bought Blade Strangers.
Like, I noticed that as well.
Fighting game. So hopefully I'll be talking about those.
Must think you're hot shit.
I do.
Okay.
It was on sale, baby. And I can't wait to try the Nintendo Labo.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Vince.
You're welcome.
We exchanged Christmas presents today.
Yeah.
And Vince was like, what's the biggest waste of money I could spend?
So my issue is, Andy has always complained that over the years, or not complained, but he's always mentioned that he loves video games and I never get him video games.
No. You've given me video games, all right? I have played, what was it? Some fucking sports game you got me.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, you got me Disney Infinite.
Oh, yes,
I did. To be fair, great game.
Okay.
I ended up getting a whole bunch of toys off clearance when TRU was having that clearance. Yeah. That's a good game.
Yeah.
But sometimes Sometimes you just get trash.
I know.
Like, you got, like, this thing called unicorn meat one time. And it was, like, a severed unicorn, but it was plushies.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, how is this a present? Like, I get joke presents. Joke presents, fantastic. I love it. I love it. Right? But they gotta make sense. That's just lazy.
I just thought this is something he would appreciate.
No, I thought you would appreciate your favorite movie.
What?
Casino Royale.
On UMD?
On UMD.
Wow.
See, but at least it's your favorite movie. At least it makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, and I thought, okay, so I gotta give him a quality gift that I know he would never buy.
Yeah.
So I bought him cardboard.
Hell yeah. The most expensive cardboard. Baby. The robot pack.
Nintendo Labo.
The, not even the one you use, like on the floor. Like, no. The one you wear.
Yes. The one that's going to get the most wear and tear.
Damn.
The one that, after you use once, you know it's been used.
Here's the thing, though.
Yo.
I don't know if I even want to build it.
Oh, but you do.
Because, like...
The temptation is there.
This is one of those things where, like, now that I have it, maybe I should buy the others. But also, maybe I should just buy two of each. One to play.
Oh, my God.
One to display.
I feel like you should, and that would make me so happy.
It probably would. But then it'd make you mad, like, 20 years from now when I'm selling these Labos for, like,
$1 billion. I'll be okay if you can... manage to actually keep one sealed, I will be impressed.
But I can keep games I already own sealed.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. I still have that sealed copy of the Metal Gear collection.
We'll see. My other gift that I was going to get him was the Star Fox expansion pack to Starlink.
That's expensive.
But it was really expensive.
It's really fucking... It doesn't even come with the game.
I know, that's why I wanted to get it for you, because I knew you'd have to buy the game.
That's really fucking expensive.
I know, it wasn't cheap. I was like, whoa, forget it.
Yeah, I'm waiting until it goes on clearance or some shit.
Yeah. And then hopefully next week or next time we reconvene, I'll be able to talk about the game you got me, New Gundam Breaker.
I know you like Gundam.
I do.
I know you like Gunpla.
I do.
But I know you hate fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do your loyalties lie, Vince?
With Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I haven't played that yet. Or I played it a bit, but not my copy.
My copy's still sealed.
Damn.
Yeah.
I opened my copy and I smelled it.
You know what else I bought?
What?
The World Ends With You Final Remix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You play it yet?
Nope.
Oh, my God. You play Final Fantasy XII yet?
I own that.
Yes, you do. Is it here?
Nope.
No, it's upstairs. Okay. You own the best Final Fantasy.
Okay.
And you haven't played it yet.
No. No.
Come on.
No.
Slacker.
I'll get to it one day.
All right. Okay.
Does that do it for this episode?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well then with that, we hope you guys have a wonderful holiday.
Whatever. Yeah, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
Unfortunately, by now, we will say that you probably didn't play this over the family dinner.
Yeah, every year we say it, but no one
I know they didn't, because no one ever does. When it opened up with Jingle Balls, I think they knew what they were in for, and they could not put that on.
No, I think they played it without listening to the episode first, and then it came on.
No, I think our listeners screen these episodes for public consumption.
Probably, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes.
Lately, we've been getting a little risque, let's say. A little
too risque.
And by we, I mean me.
So, yes, from us, this is The Last of Us from 2018. We will return with the big awards ceremony episode in January.
Yeah. When I get back.
When you get back. Did you tell them where you were going?
I don't think so.
Did you want to tell them?
Sure.
All right.
I'm going to Germany.
You're going to Germany.
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 I heard Germany's super fun. Yeah. So I thought it'd be fun to be like, hey, I'll go visit my two friends that live in Germany.
Yeah.
Let's go to Germany. And I was like, hey, guys, I'm going to Germany. And they're both like, we're not going to be in Germany.
Oh, no!
So I'm going to go to Germany, but I'm going to Munich. I heard it's super fun there. So I'm hoping to take the train down to Austria.
Yeah.
Because it's right by the border.
Yeah.
And go see the castle that the Disney castle is based off of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Except that movie sucks.
Wow, how could you?
It's not a good movie. It's not a good Ghibli movie. Oh, I got a question for you. Can a person who's Japanese be a weeb?
Yes.
Interesting.
If they were born in America?
No, if they were born in the Nihon.
No, then they're otaku.
Interesting.
Wait, hold on. What are we classifying as being a weeb,
though? I'm classifying as being a weeb as...
Like, you want to be like, yo, I'm into Japanese cuisine. Because, listen, I've been watching this show that I just remembered now. It's called, on Netflix, it's called The Final Table.
Yeah.
And there's one guy, Canada, Calgary, whitest motherfucker you've ever seen.
Okay.
Specializes in the Nihonjin cuisine.
Wow, okay.
And he is the best.
He's the best.
He's literally the best. But why would you open up your you know, luxury class Japanese restaurant in Calgary? Canada.
That's where the stampede is. They're gonna be stampeding for that sush. For that sush.
He's a weeb.
Oh, of course.
But I mean specifically because of cuisine.
Okay. So can someone with that sort of obsession, but they were born in the country that they're obsessed with,
yes,
be a weeb?
No.
Okay.
They're just patriotic.
All right. Because I was at a class with my Japanese teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like listening to the music that she was playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Ghibli.
Yeah.
That's Joe Hisashi. Like that's. Some the light, sultry piano tones of Ghibli songs. And then she's like, you guys may not know, but this is Joe Hisashi. I was like, I fucking knew it. And I was like, is my teacher a weeb?
No.
Can my teacher be a weeb?
No, but she'd be like, Anthony, you Hokujin. No.
Hakujin.
Hakujin. Hakujin.
You fucking white person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You white devil.
Yeah.
You fucking Guaylo. How fucking dare you
yeah.
step into my sacred temple. Yeah. With your whiteness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
I know.
Okay.
And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, peace.